Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarraga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. We would also like to pay our respects to their elders. Past, present, and emerging. Vishnu, the Lord of Speech, and the creator of the four Vedas, one from each of his mouths. Other trinities of gods or goddesses, which do not include Brahma. Suggest that he is born from Shiva or his aspects, or he is a supreme god in diverse versions of Hindu mythology. Brahma, along with other deities, is sometimes viewed as a form of the otherwise formless Brahman, the ultimate metaphysical reality in Vedantic Hinduism. As an alternate version, some Puranas state him to be the father of Prajapatis. Is revered in ancient texts, yet deity in India. Very few temples dedicated to him exist in India. The most famous being the Brahma Temple in Pushkar in Rajasthan. Brahma temples are found outside India, such as at the Erawan Shrine in Bangkok. Thank you. distinction between spiritual concept of Brahman and deity Brahma is that the former is a genderless, abstract, metaphysical concept in Hinduism, while the latter is one of the many masculine gods in Hindu tradition. The spiritual concept of Brahman is far older, and some scholars suggest deity Brahma may have emerged as a personal conception and visible icon of the impersonal universal principle called Brahman. Sanskrit grammar, the noun stem Brahman forms two distinct nouns. One is a neuter noun, Brahman, whose nominative singular form is Brahma. This noun has a generalized and abstract meaning. Contrasted to the neuter noun is the masculine noun Brahman, whose nominative singular form is Brahma. This singular form is used as the proper name of the deity Brahma. here is where I bid you good night, dear listener. Always remember that sleep is a natural part of life, and not something that we must force to happen, merely something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.